Calling Senate Business and Labor to order. Will the secretary take the roll?
Vice Chair Vance?
Here.
Vice Chair Boland?
Here.
Senator Ellsworth?
Excuse.
Senator Fox?
Here.
Senator Gauthier?
Here.
Senator Gillespie?
Here.
Senator Pope?
Here.
Senator Small?
Excuse.
Senator Smith?
Excuse.
Senator Sweeney?
Here.
Chairman Fitzpatrick?
Here. All right, good morning, committee. We've got two executive actions. The remaining bills in our folder are House Bill 705 and Senate Resolution 92. So how much time would you like, Senator Boland?
I think we're ready to go.
Okay. I mean, I don't think we need to take a break either on the Republican side, so we'll just get going here. We'll open executive action. We'll start with House Bill 705.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on House Bill 705.
All right, there's an amendment. I'll move the amendment. Move amendment HB 705.2.1. This is the that was brought by Representative Buttrey. Discussion on the amendment. Let's see none. We'll call do a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the amendment carries. Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on Senate Resolution 92. I'm sorry, on House Bill 705 is once amended.
All right, discussion on the bill is amended. Senator
Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
Yeah, it sure seems like there was a lot of, I got the impression anyway, there was sure a lot of collaborative work done on this between the different entities. So looks good to me, unless I've missed something.
All right, seeing no further discussion, we'll try a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Smith, Senator Small, and Senator Ellsworth all vote aye by proxy.
All right. So House Bill 705 advances. I will be the floor carrier for that. And then we'll go to Senate Resolution 92, Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, I do move a due pass on Senate Resolution 92.
All right. Discussion on the resolution.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will have to oppose the resolution. I know you know the reason why, but just to make sure it's on the record again, is the way the electoral board's definition is at this moment, Mr. Adelin does not qualify as a master licensed electrical contractor. He is a journeyman, and therefore I will be voting no for his nomination. Thank you.
All right, any further discussion? We'll do a roll call vote.
Roll call vote for Senate Resolution 92 do adopt. Vice Chair Vance?
Yes.
Vice Chair Boland?
No.
Senator Ellsworth?
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Fox?
No.
Senator Gauthier?
Yes.
Senator Gillespie?
Yes.
Senator Pope?
No.
Senator Small?
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Smith?
Yes, by proxy.
Senator Sweeney?
No.
Chairman Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
That motion passes with 7 yeses and 4 noes.
All right. So Senate Resolution 92 moves to the floor. All right. We'll go out of executive action. All right, everybody. I think this will, well, as far as I know, this will probably be the last hearing we have. There may be some resolutions that trickle over from the House. So if we get some of those, we may come back and have a brief meeting. But I do want to thank everybody for their work this session. I've enjoyed working with everybody. I want to thank our secretary. She's done a great job for us, along with Ms. Sullivan and Ms. Nowakowski, and our Zoom coordinator, Clara. So everybody's done a great job. Really appreciate everybody's work here. Senator Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I hope I speak for the entire committee when I say you've done an outstanding job this session. I mean, I think everyone has, but you've been an outstanding chairman, and I want everybody to know that.
Thank you.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Senator Boland, did you have anything?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to echo that. I served with you last session, and you were amazing to work with then, and you are the same this session. I think you've been fair in the hearings, and you've handled these plethora of bills that we've had with very good firm hands at times, but other than that, I also want to say how much I appreciate the staff, but I've really enjoyed working with every one of us that are on this committee. You've been respectful. We've been respectful, and I just am proud to be a member of this committee. It's a tough committee, but we have shown that we are here to do the people's work, and I appreciate your leadership, sir.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Can you tell me what is going on with House Bill 435 and 593?
Which ones are those?
House Bill 435 is the one that has to do with civil liability and the affirmative defense bill.
That's the one by Representative Mercer. We're still waiting to put that on the second reading, I believe.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure it was still moving forward. And the same is with 593. Is that correct?
Yes. Let me look here.
That was the board for the cosmetologists and barbers.
Yeah, that one will be moving to. I don't believe they went on the board yet because... Well, actually, I should go downstairs and make sure that one gets on the board. That's a good catch. That one has been amended. Wait, that's a revenue bill, so it has time to transmit. So,
I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to take it out of my folder if we still have some action to do on it.
Yeah, no, those ones have passed out of committee, and they will be on the floor soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate everybody's time. Yes, Senator Pope.
Who's the decision on the dinner date? Is it next Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday the 20th.
Okay, and we'll get a little notice about that maybe as to when and where it would go up and stuff.
Yes, I don't know the details off the top of my head, but there will be a notice.
Thank you.
All right, with that, I appreciate everybody's work, and we're adjourned. Thank you.